Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai City Council is making good word on a sand donation for Triumphant Theater. Executive Director Joe Rizzo has been working to help find a way to save as much money as possible while having the ability to rebuild Triumphant Theater. Back in February of 2021, the previous building was lost to a fire. At a meeting held on April 3rd, the creative request was made to allow the city manager to request a community purpose exemption to donate sand for the construction of the Triumphant Theater. The theater is estimated to need 5,000 cubic yards of sand. Sand typically costs $650 a yard. A purchase like this would have been approximately $32,500. Considering that this would be a donation, though, it helps reduce the overall cost for reconstruction significantly. After the Kenai Airport Commission discussed this matter at their May 9th meeting, they recommended the enactment of this ordinance. Thus, when it came time to discuss the matter at the Kenai City Council meeting, the decision to enact was fairly easy.
I want to really thank you all for all of your great support over these last 3.5 years of trying to put this Performing Arts Center. I'm very pleased. This sand donation is actually for a little organization like Triumvirate Theater is a kind of a big deal. It saves us, in the neighborhood of $14,000-$15,000.
After a vote, all present members voted in favor of the sand donation for Triumvirate Theater. Security footage appears to show that an Alaska man did not raise his gun before being killed by police. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Security footage posted online raises questions about the Anchorage Police Department's account of what happened when officers fatally shot a man armed with a long gun earlier this week. In a statement Monday, Anchorage Police said four officers responded to a domestic disturbance and began shooting at Christopher K. Handy outside an apartment complex after he raised a gun toward them. But footage recorded by a neighbor's security camera early Monday appears to show that Handy, 34, did not raise his gun prior to being shot. The video appears to show Handy carrying the gun with the barrel pointed down as he walked toward officers, ignoring their commands to put his hands up. Shots then rang out. Anchorage police have not released footage from the officers' body-worn cameras. In a statement Thursday, Police Chief Bianca Cross cautioned against a rush to judgment. It is easy to believe that video tells the entire story. However, that assumption is untrue, Cross said. It's important to remember that video does not capture many details to include what happened before the video was activated, what happened after the video was terminated, and what happened outside the view of the camera. She added that video does not capture the human element of those involved to include their perception, what they see, what they hear, and what they know. The state's Office of Special Prosecutions will determine if the shooting was justified. The police department's internal affairs unit also will investigate to determine if there were any policy violations in the shooting. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Representative Mary Potola voted to pass the House version of the Federal Aviation Administration Reauthorization Act. Legislation reauthorized every 5 years to regulate federal air transportation. The bill now heads to the president's desk to be signed into law. The bill includes a Don Young Alaska Aviation Safety Initiative, a set of Alaska-specific solutions for weather reporting and airspace monitoring that plans to reduce fatal aircraft accidents by 90% by 2023. It also works to maintain full essential air service operations for Alaska, so all communities in Alaska will have reliable access to transportation. This bill also creates airport improvement programs with flexibilities for Alaska airports to develop runways, taxiways, or other construction. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.